Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Can you believe it's October already?
No.
Actually, I can. It's been kind of a long year. All right, we have so much to talk about today, starting with a surprising confession from Kristen Cavallari. Turns out her name is officially Kristen Cutler, but not for long. Kristen told On Air with Ryan Seacrest that she still technically shares Jay's last name, but she is dropping it due to their split. First of all, never heard her use the name Cutler. Have you?
No. Yeah. Not at all.
I had no clue about that. Do you think it makes sense to keep your own name professionally, even if you change it officially when you get married?
Truly and honestly believe that if I worked hard to make my name what it is, I would love to keep it, unless my man's last name was associated with a wine, a spirit, or a financial institution, yeah. Sonia Morgan, then I would change it.
Okay.
But I think I would honestly keep my name both publicly and personally.
Yeah. You did that, right? Did you change your name?
No, I've never changed my name.
And are you going to change your name?
I think it's a little bit different now because I'm going to have a child. So I feel like I would want the same last name as my child. So legally, I'll probably change my name. But professionally, it's just what Justin said. Like, I have a sign that says Morgan Stewart Sport. Like, I'm not changing that now. There's no way.
Yeah, that's true. I did change my name. Obviously, I was like a little earlier into my career. I was at E, but still, it was just kind of started here whenever I got married. And so I didn't really have any hesitation changing it. I was also always so anxious to change my last name because ever knew how to say Lathan. It was a Lowethan, Lowathan,
Lathan. I get that.
Like, I got so many weird pronunciations with that I was like, let's just do Coliner. It's a little easier.
I also think you fantasize, like, your husband's last name could have been Doo Doo Boop and you would have did it anyway, because I think in your mind, you're very traditional. Mm-hmm. You come from a very traditional family. But I don't see the need to hurry up and change my name to my partner's. I never ever felt like if we're gonna get married, I'm just gonna keep my name. I don't wanna go through the paperwork. And by the way, your name is not more important than mine.
Yeah,
it's a lot of paperwork.
And now that I'm on TV and I've been on TV a little bit longer, sometimes I wish I wouldn't have changed it because, you know, whenever I want to be hateful to my Postmates driver, I'm like, oh crap, what if they watch this show?
That's what you get.
Not being mad. But you're taking way too long. No.
Do you think your husband would have had an issue with you not changing your name? Both of you? Do you think Jordan would have an issue with you not changing your name? And would Shannon have a problem with it?
Shannon actually is really not, like, why maybe we work. We're kind of yin and yang. I'm traditional. He's not. Like, he wouldn't have even cared if we got married in a courthouse and did this. You know, I'm the one that wanted the whole wedding and everything so official. I actually don't think he would have been that mad about it. I think he'd been like, okay, whatever.
Would it cause issues in your relationship?
I think Jordan would probably prefer if I changed it. But also, it's like Carissa Culliner is kind of the same as Morgan McGraw. Like, those last names really work with our names. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of flows. So I think he'd probably prefer it, but he definitely is not going to get... I mean, he knows who he's getting involved with. I'm not going to be like, whatever you want. Like, that's just not who I am. So, you know, I think he would prefer it, I think it's different. Like, I want my kid... My mom has a different last name than me officially, so I think now I would like my kid to have the same last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, let us know your guys' thoughts. #DailyPop. We'll read your tweets later in the show.
Hard hitting.
ever wonder why Hilary Duff didn't go wild like so many other child stars? Well, she's got an interesting theory. Hilary's on the cover of the November issue of Cosmo UK and admits she did sneak off and party sometimes, but she never wanted to embarrass herself. She tells the magazine that she has a lot of self-awareness, and although Hilary's grateful she had such a strong support system, she says, quote, "The fame I had can outgrow any strong family you've come from. I think it is who you are inside." So I kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Do you agree with her? Is it more important about who you are, or is it really matter who you surround yourself with?
I think it's a combination. I mean, I think, like, I really liked what she said. Like, she had the type of fame that she could have outgrown any sort of, like, moral compass that was instilled within her when she was growing up. I mean, this girl was the biggest thing in the entire world. There actually used to be a club that I used to go to for, like, underage kids, like, in high school. It was in Hollywood and Highland, like, that mall. You know, we had to go there a few times.
DB8?
No! Was it DB8? Or was it, like...
Yes!
Was it... I couldn't remember what it was. I think it had a different name the nights that, like, the young kids could go, but it was like when you were 16, it was like there was no alcohol. But I remember seeing her there all the time with Aaron Carter, and I just felt like she always seemed to have it together. It was never a mess. Lindsay was storming in and out of that place. Like, you knew that that bitch was there. Hillary was always very mellow, as I was stalking her clearly to talk about her 12 years later.
You know, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to probably give too much information. I'm probably going to get a call from the brass upstairs.
Oh, great.
But I'm going to say, please. I honestly think it's about your family. I think, you know, when you're that person, I think your family has to shield you from going into those crossroads that you're not ready to, you know, decide, you know, whether you're going to go left or whether you're going to go right. You know, when I was older, I experimented with a few things. Mm-hmm. I tried a few things in my life, and I'm so grateful that A, I either didn't like it, or B, I thought, okay, I have addiction in my family. Maybe this is not good for me to go down this road. Mm-hmm. And I think it takes a strong family to shield you from those moments, because God knows what my 16-year-old brain would have thought about drugs and alcohol at that time. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wasn't
developed,
and I wasn't mature enough, and I wasn't prepared to make a decision like, oh my God, girl, this is too good. Yeah. I shouldn't do this again, but I'm gonna indulge in it tonight. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens.
Yeah, I think I agree that it is like a combination. I think that part of the reason why she is so self-aware, and maybe like the way your mom raised you, it's like part of it does come back to like that independence that maybe your parents gave you to want to be responsible for yourself.
Yeah, but you gotta fear something. If it's not your parents, it has to be somebody.
Fear of losing, like, everything that you've worked so hard for.
No, fear of getting your ass whipped. That's what you gotta fear at this point.
Okay.
You gotta fear that somebody is gonna see you and be disappointed in the decisions that you have made. Unfortunately for Lindsay, Dina wasn't that bitch because Dina was doing her own things.
Uh-huh.
But Hilary Duff obviously had somebody who she was afraid to disappoint. You gotta be afraid to disappoint somebody.
Yep. Which I also think is really, it's true.
How do I put that in Chase and Zoe? I need them to be very fearful of that.
I think they will be. I also don't think they're going to be on the Disney Channel, like, running amok either. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, maybe, actually.
You never know.
Zoe's got those blue eyes. You know, anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Those eyes. Man.
All right. Before we head into our first break, we just want to say our thoughts and prayers are with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Late last night, Chrissy shared a heartbreaking post about their pregnancy loss. Chrissy also shared some photos at the hospital of her, John, and their baby, who they affectionately called Jack. Chrissy wrote that she and John are shocked and in a deep kind of pain that they've never felt before. So many people have sent them love and support. Naomi Campbell said, "I am so sorry for your loss, Chrissy and John. You bring us so much joy and laughter. We are here for you through this difficult time." Wow.
I mean, what do you say? It's absolutely horrific. I woke up to that this morning and was like, you know, my heart broke for them, obviously. It's just awful. And I didn't expect that to happen. Just, she's been so open and candid with us throughout this entire time. And for that to be the outcome is just...
heart-wrenching.
Not good.
Definitely thinking of you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. After the break, we are going to lighten things up. We have Camila Cabello's new message about Shawn Mendes. Plus, Rihanna is sharing some secrets about her latest lingerie show. How this one is unlike anything we've ever seen.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank?
The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to Daily Pop It. It's time for Pop of Love. Camila Cabello is shutting down breakup rumors with Shawn Mendes again. Camila posted a clip from Shawn's upcoming album, Wonder. She congratulates him and calls him her love. These two have been together since the summer of 2019, but fans kind of thought they had split because they hadn't seen them out together in a while. You guys got to remember a couple things. One, it's quarantine, so people aren't getting out. And then two, she's actually in England doing a movie. So that's kind of why you haven't seen them, but they are together. But I have to say, are we a little surprised they've been together this long?
Not at all. I'm surprised they just haven't given us, like, the stage photos anymore. You know what I mean? Look, I understand. If you are Camila Cabello and you're dating hot Shawn Mendes or vice versa, you want to show it off to the world. But what happens is, if you give us a stage photo every 3 days...
Are you talking about the coffee walks?
I'm talking about the coffee walks. I'm talking about getting out the car, you know, on a random street corner. Yeah. I'm talking about hitting every paparazzi spot in Miami and Los Angeles. What happens is, if you don't give us those photos anymore, people just wonder and start speculating what happened to your relationship. You gotta keep feeding the beast.
Yeah, the licking video gets me every time. Like, it's just playing right now, and I'm like, oh God, I don't wanna see it all the way to the end. It's just, there's so much tongue involved. I agree with you. Yeah. I think it's just,
It still bothers me, yeah.
It's just a lot of course he loves it. I agree. It's just one of those things. Like, you're used to seeing them, and then, you know what? But it also makes it so much more real. Like, you know, clearly they don't need to show us a photo of them every day. They're just hibernating in their lives, and they're in quarantine, as you said, Krista, like everybody else. So good for them.
All right, well, moving on to another love story is Lily James dating Chris Evans. She's on the cover of Harper's Bazaar November issue, out now, but when asked about her love life, she was not going to spill any tea about Captain America. However, she offered this advice to her younger self. Quote, don't be obsessed by boys and hang out with your girls. Lily and Chris were spotted over the 4th of July weekend at a club in London and at the same hotel. They were also seen on an ice cream date right there, enjoying some ice cream at a park.
She obviously has a gay black friend in her corner.
Why do you say that?
Yeah,
because the gay black queens always let you know, don't ever show anybody a roadmap to your happiness. I tell you guys that all the time. And by the way, we all know what the American dream is. You always want what you can't have. And when this man was single and not putting a dick pic online, you weren't trying for him. But now that somebody else has him, people are gonna come for him. Hell no. Just keep it to yourself. Say he has gout, the sex is bad, he wasn't that cool. Like, throw people off your scent.
Yeah, I mean, he actually did an interview as well and said that he's been solo with his dog. So they're both, like, being very coy about the relationship, if it is a relationship. But I do think that the ice cream photos, I mean...
Carissa.
Something has happened.
They've hung out. Carissa. Cozy on the park.
They've hung
out. That picture had to go somewhere.
What do you mean?
That picture was sent to someone. It was Lily James.
Oh, the penis picture. I didn't get it. I thought the ice cream, but I'm like, they're together. Okay, I get it.
Oh, got it. Yes, yes. The penis picture. Okay.
More caffeine for everybody today.
Okay, keeping with love, a Reddit user has been advised to throw his whole girlfriend away after he shared this photo of their pantry with the groceries still in the bag. The girlfriend does not apparently bother to unbag the groceries. And this is how she just puts them away in the pantry. What, would you break up with someone over this?
Let me explain something. This is the most this stressed me out this morning. This put me in a bad mood. This is the most unacceptable thing. First of all, like, I'm not even okay if you put soda in the fridge and the plastic rings are still on. Better separate those, okay? Better not be. There's no plastic in your refrigerator. Everything needs to be unpacked and facing forward. I can't. That is, to me, Who raised you? It's unacceptable.
Give it to her, sis.
Also, this is the fridge or the pantry. There's Doritos there. Like, is that the fridge?
Give it to her, sis. Give it to her, sis.
This is the pantry.
This is Carissa's traditional and family values and taking last names. This is where I just go effing nuts. You need to figure out how you're holding your fork and what your kitchen looks like. Like, I don't care. Like, you need to put everything away properly. And if you don't have time, then make your partner do it. But, like, no plastic. She is not ready to take care of anything.
And by the way, if you are on a date and you decide to go to the grocery store with your new mate, and the cashier says paper or plastic, and she says plastic, you dump her right then and there.
Agree. Oh, and that's been forever. That's been since Whole Foods was Mrs. Gooch's, before it was
on,
even.
Explain to me, is this like a eco-friendly thing?
Yes, bitch. Okay. Plastic kills things.
Okay, just making sure we're on the same page here. I was like, is it bougier to use paper? Or what's the goal
But
here?
It is also bougier to use paper because it looks better. Like, like a plastic bag is
That's kind of what I thought you guys
might be thinking. You're getting tampons in that. Or like a morning after. You can't be, no. Plastic bags aren't it.
You know whenever it's brown, you don't know exactly what you bought. It's like, I wonder what Morgan
You've
got
You've never
at the
seen
store.
Angelina Jolie with a plastic bag, have you? Never.
Never.
Not one time. Not one time.
Another question. Would you ever ask your partner to pay rent? A woman says she inherited a house from her mother when she died, but there's still a mortgage to pay off. So she and her boyfriend want to move in together, but he thinks it's unfair of her to ask him for rent money because his name is not on the deed.
Cases. I read this story back and forth 15 times because I cannot believe what's about to come out of my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Right
no,
now.
Oh, Jess. Boy.
Somebody check my temperature whenever we leave.
You don't think so? No.
This man said that he could not afford to pay for half of this mortgage as a renter because he didn't make a lot of money.
Okay.
And they were thinking for a while to get a shared space together, and just so happens, unfortunately, her mother died. If you want to save this relationship and you're really into this guy, my advice to you is to listen to him, because it was hard for him to say that he couldn't afford to pay for half this mortgage. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I would find a shared space with said guy, one that he can afford, figure out if you really want to be with this guy long term, and then use your mother's house as a means of a second income until he can either A, afford to move into there, or that you're okay with being the breadwinner. Because it was not easy for that man to say, I cannot afford that much rent.
Oh, well, Justin, this was what
to him. I'm
Justin.
I mean, I think that's a very creative solution, and she should definitely take that into consideration. I think it's a bad sign that you guys like they both like when I because I read it as well, and they both are very like, it's mine. It's tit for tat, like protecting themselves more than like believing in the future that they're gonna actually like be together long term. Because if you think about it, if he does stay in this relationship, you know, what's hers will be his. I mean, it will be his house too. And honestly, like, I don't get the point, because part of it, he feels like he should have a deed to the house. But what do you do whenever you pay rent? A landlord is
no
paying
deed.
Off their mortgage. Yeah, you don't,
There's no
it's
deed.
Just like the same thing as paying rent. And
he should
I
be able to.
And she even offered him like 75-25% as well. Like, she'd pay more and he just has to contribute a little bit.
That's
and then
fair.
The bills. And I think
That's
it's
fair.
Like, you keep in mind the financial situation that he's in. You're not trying to like run him dry, but you know, it's fair to both be paying.
But I'm not, but I personally, if I'm dating somebody and we're gonna get a shared space, I'm not moving into your space with your rules under your conditions. I would like to start a life with you, and let's figure this out in a very neutral spot.
Yeah, I guess.
Think about how Shannon would have felt if you had lived in Los Angeles, had your own place, and he would have moved in. It's emasculating.
It is emasculating, but there's a way to work it out. Don't we have to go to break? We can talk about more about it after. I'm getting stressed out. Rebecca's stressing me out right now. I'm like, oh.
Sometimes
right,
I like to ignore them.
Coming up, Nikki Bella's massive breakdown inside her battle with postpartum depression and why she refused to ask for help.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
New mother Nikki Bella admits she's been struggling with postpartum depression. She's opened up about a recent breakdown on the Bella's podcast. Listen to this.
Bree and I, we were in Phoenix packing up our homes, filming Total Bella's. I had Mateo on my own, still had a whole house to pack up. I did have help on that, but you still have to do so much. Filming on top of it, and I had a massive breakdown because not having Artem there, I had help one day and I just got him off schedule and I just was like, that's it. I broke down because I refused to ask for help.
Wow. You know, this is very relatable. I had, what was it? What did I tell you, Justin? I had a breakdown on Monday, mm-hmm. was it? It happens. Why do you think women and especially new moms are so hesitant to ask for help? I mean,
Carissa, we'll throw that question back to you.
I can chime in here. There is this like expectation, I think, of maybe you have for yourself, maybe it's in society, I don't know, but just like you want to do it all, right? Like I can handle it. I can handle it. I can do my job 100%. I can take care of this baby 100%. I can keep the house, you know, not totally falling apart. And then there comes this realization when no, you just can't sometimes. Maybe some women can, but I couldn't. I could not do it all. And yeah. It was just not going to happen. Things were going to have to slide. I was going to have to make sacrifices places. And you're going to have to do what you got to do and just understand that, like, balls are going to drop.
100%. Mm-hmm. But I Absolutely. Feel like y'all put that pressure on yourselves because hashtag mom goals.
Yes.
Y'all let IG lie to you and make you think that, you know, you have to look great. You have to be perfect. You have do this. You have to have this stroller. You have to make the photo look like this. Your kid has to look like this. By the way, mom goals is getting through a day with only cursing your kids out twice.
Yeah.
Or getting through a day where you brush your teeth and your hair before 2 p.m.
You're so right about that. Like, Instagram honestly does contribute to this so much. I get mom guilt over the craziest things. Like, I'll see these like perfect family photos and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't scheduled any family photos.
I hate those photos.
I'll see like a beautiful nursery and I'll be like, I never really got that for Zoe. I should have got that. Or my daughter would love that. There is this thing where you just compare and you shouldn't. And I know that we shouldn't, but it happens.
But it's one of those things that also when you see something, like when I see all of these moms and like they're walking and the stroller's perfect and the heels are on and the mom and the daughter and the matching outfits, like I like kind of look at that and just obviously I'm not a mother yet, so I imagine it's going to affect me differently. But I just look at that and it just reads so staged and fake. Like I'd much rather see a half done nursery and like the mother, the father and the baby in all white shirts and beige pants. Like, no, thank you. Walking on the beach like that shit to me is so whack. Like I'd rather your baby have throw up on your shirt and just, we all know what happens. We know you took that photo and that baby started hysterically crying. So it's funny to me that, and it's not even funny, it's actually more sad that Nikki Bella, like, I'm glad that she spoke out about this because there's so many women that feel the same way she does that do speak out about it that, like, we all know what's going on. We know it's probably the hardest thing in the entire world to have a newborn baby.
Yeah.
So stop trying to front. You have good days and then you have bad days. It's normal.
I love it. All right, you guys, up next, the E! People's Choice Awards are out. We're breaking down J.Lo's huge honor and hearing from some of the big nominees. Next!
We know there's four nannies on the other side of that photo.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's give a huge round of applause to Jennifer Lopez. She is receiving the People's Icon Award at the 2020 E! People's Choice Awards. I mean, does anybody deserve it more than J-Lo?
I'm surprised she didn't get it 10 years ago.
I love it. The nominations dropped a short time ago, so let's check out some of the top competitions. Take a look at the Female Artists of 2020. There are a lot of good names on this list. Mm-hmm. Billie Eilish took the title last year. Do you think she's going to win it again, or is it someone else?
I think Dua Lipa.
Ooh,
oh my God, did you say Dua Lipa too?
I said Dua Lipa just because I like every song, and that's rare.
Oh my God. And I think her album came at the right time. We were all like depressed, eating banana bread and wondering if their Murder Hornets were going to come through.
Right. Yeah.
So for me, she will win this. For me, she gets my vote.
I agree. You guys know I went with Taylor Swift. I mean, she dropped she dropped Cardigan this summer and it was huge. And I just think there's a really good chance that the Swifties are going to come through.
She could have dropped a pin and you still would have picked her.
All right. Next up, we have the female TV star of 2020. Here are the nominees. Who do you think's going to win this one? I went with Christina Applegate. I thought that Dead to Me was so good. I loved that show. I feel like we've missed her on television. And, you know, she's making a big comeback this year. I think this is a good year for her.
I went with Sandra Oh just because she's chic.
Oh, good for you. I think you forget that people need stability right now. And yes, Dead to Me was bomb, but it came and it went. But Mariska Hargitay, there are so many Law and Order SVU reruns and marathons right now that people got to see her again and relive all, like, the crazy haircuts.
Yeah, I gotta say, she's such a talented actress. Every time I watch that show, I'm like, damn.
And she's bomb. I like her.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the social celebrity of 2020. This is based on their social media accounts alone. A lot of good nominees. I actually went with Bieber here.
Okay. Wow.
He, over quarantine, I remember, was going live with Haley, and they were doing, like, inside looks at their house, and he's been a lot more active on social lately, and he's been, I don't know, he's just been more open, and I just feel like this could be Bieber's year.
You know, I'm going to go with LeBron James because he's kind of pivoted his social media account for social justice, and I think a lot of times athletes don't do that because they try to protect the bag. So for me, my star is the person who used his social media for good, and that's LeBron.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I had to go classic. I went with Kylie because, I mean, it's really an effortless thing for her, and, like, she basically shuts it down every single day by not doing a whole lot. you know, the photos are very, like, sort of easygoing, but whatever, like, she just kills it, that girl, so I went with her.
Okay, another name you're going to see on that list, Blackpink. I got to surprise the Korean girl group with the news. Watch.
Oh my God.
Blackpink has been nominated for two People's Choice Awards, the group of 2020 and the music video of 2020 for Ice Cream. Congratulations!
Oh my God.
How does it feel to be nominated?
Oh, that's amazing. You know, we're trying every day to stay calm and, like,
stay calm and just work.
but wow. I think these are, like, the moments where we kind of, you know, remember why we really put in all our efforts and all our time to create these things for our fans and all our listeners out there. We're very grateful that these things come, you know, after all the work.
And, you know, People's Choice Awards, the fans vote. So maybe, you know, encourage them to vote.
Blinks, do what you guys do. I mean, if you like us, go vote, guys.
quick.
But thank you for having us nominated. We're very grateful.
They are the cutest, and we're going to have more with Blackpink tomorrow, so make sure you tune into Daily Pop for that. JoJo Siwa is also up for a PCA. She's nominated for the Social Star of 2020, and she is very enthusiastic about it. Watch.
Hey, everyone, it's JoJo, and I am so excited because I just found out that I got nominated for a People's Choice Award. That is crazy. I'm so excited. I can't believe that this is my first People's Choice Award nomination ever. That is insane. Thank you all so much. I love you guys.
I just love that girl. She, like, brings smile every time I see her. All right, the E! People's Choice Awards airs November 15th at 9 p.m. right here on E! And voting is open now, so be sure to vote for your favorite stars at E! Online. All right, still ahead, Rihanna's sexy lingerie show and how you can own a personalized piece of underwear from her.
Oh,
wow. Plus, Emma Stone and other big stars who have secretly tied the knot. Is keeping their personal life out of the spotlight bad for their celebrity status? We'll talk about it. A lot of stars have been laying low during quarantine and giving us some major surprises, like Emma Stone, who secretly got married. People confirm that Emma made it official with her boyfriend, SNL writer Dave McCary. That's very exciting. Then we had David Harbour and Lily Allen surprised fans when they got married in Las Vegas by an Elvis impersonator. just getting it done. And then there's Daisy Ridley sparking marriage rumors when she and boyfriend Tom Bateman were spotted wearing matching rings.
He's interesting. Cute.
Do you think celebs are enjoying the fact that they can be a little more private because of quarantine?
You know, I think celebrities are enjoying because there's a lot of celebrities who have had babies too during quarantine.
Or and have I gotten think pregnant.
Or gotten pregnant. I think what celebrities enjoy are the big moments. They just hate the lead ups because there's a lot of pressure. There's like, you know, it turns into a circus. A celebrity wedding goes from 50 people to 275
fast.
Really quick.
Yeah.
And
very.
I just think they're like, I just want to get it over with. And right now, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It's the perfect excuse. I was telling several of my friends who've gotten engaged recently, just like, if you want a small wedding, like, now's the time to do it. Like, I mean, just get it over with because, Morgan.
Just get it over with.
But I don't know, do you want a small wedding the second time around? Big? What do you want to do?
I want it to be big, big, big. Big. I mean, I definitely, at least, I mean, yeah, I just feel like I want it to be a really, really big party because I get to do it, like, all the things I didn't like the first time I can do the second time.
Aww.
And roll the tape. Please roll the tape from when she first got engaged. And she was like, you know, I think we're going to do something small, like on a ranch or like in a backyard, like very Carolyn Bessette. Like all that. And now she wants to go big?
Go big.
I feel
all of
like
a sudden
big
she's a Texan?
And like next summer, oh yeah, the higher the hair, the closer to God.
I love it. Okay. But being this far out of the spotlight, back to the celebrities, is that bad for your career? Like not allowing in fans and sharing those moments, is that bad for your career?
It definitely, look at all of us. I mean, we were in the quarantine and not that we're like huge celebrities or anything like that, but like after a while you start to miss your routine. You want to go back into the studio. You want to feel that energy of the job that you've done for so long. So I think that the privacy is enjoyed, but I do think you kind of hit a point where you're like, all right, I'm ready to get back into the swing of things. You know what I mean? I think it's a nice balance because, you know, no one, you can't do anything. We're in quarantine. It's just unfortunately, everyone's in the same place.
A lot of celebrities are getting paid for their wedding photos or their first baby photos. Like, this isn't like they're just doing it out of the selflessness of their heart saying like, hey, I'm going to give such and such outlet a first look at my baby. They're getting paid for that.
100%.
Like, you know, 90% of the time.
Oh, I want to get paid for that. How do we do that?
Well, you work for E. It might be different. Okay. Rihanna is changing the game yet again with her Savage by Fenty show. Volume 2. It will be streaming on Amazon Prime Video starting tomorrow. And Zanna Roberts Rossi got a sneak preview straight from Rihanna herself. Take a look.
Oh, I don't like
Hello, my friends.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Oh my God, you look gorgeous. Okay, I'm going to get going. You never, ever do anything that's already been done before or something you've already done before, and you always top your own best. So I am intrigued to know what this show is going to be like. What are we going to expect?
Well, you know, we always try to push it a little further. We always try to outdo what we've done before. We love pushing the envelope. We love kind of expanding our inclusivity. We want to include more people that we probably haven't thought of, more communities that aren't being addressed or probably being overlooked. And so that's always our goal. It's the bottom line and the driving force behind our show. The creative part is fun. It's easy. It's like the sprinkles on top of the ice cream.
What else can we do to make this a more diverse, inclusive platform for everyone?
I think taking away the sexy and the fantasy that we've been programmed to appreciate, and kind of just letting women appreciate their bodies as they are. I want things that I've never seen on a runway. I want to go outside of that box every time, and I want to expand that every time.
I'm looking forward to seeing the clothes too, because they are always next level. The one that's really spiking my attention is Dear Diary, because I believe that that's got doodles of your own on the underwear. Yeah, well, this is amazing.
Well, I kind of just doodled a bunch of fun stuff. There wasn't any really deep underlying message. It was just me doodling.
Okay, tell me about a couple of your favorite pieces in the collection.
Ooh, actually, this one that I'm wearing right now, you can't completely see what it's doing because she's real naughty, but, you know.
She starts
up a little fishnet, and she goes and goes and goes, couple holes, you know, and then she comes right back up here.
This is a bodysuit?
Yeah, you're going to see it in the show. It comes in a lot of different colors, but I'm wearing it in black for today.
Well, and one hiding, bodysuit.
Hiding it.
For high, well, you... You wore that.
You're on television. Can't let you see
it's
all.
Family show, yet. Rihanna. It's a family show. I'm hearing about these performers. We've got Rosalia. You've got Travis Scott. Tell me who else.
Yeah, we do. Bad Bunny for sure. We have Lizzo. We have Miguel. There's so many amazing performers and entertainers being a part of the show. We also have incredible models, of course, like Bella and Kara. So. It's gonna be a fun show. It's gonna be really exciting and, of course, completely different from any show that we've ever done.
Well, everyone goes left and you always go right, and we love you for it. Thank you so much for being here, babe.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. You can head to eonline.com/shop to check out Rihanna's new collection. Okay, when we return, celebrity chef Duff Goldman is sharing his magical brownie recipe that will also get the kids involved. Different kind of magic brownies I had in my head. All right, don't go anywhere.
I'm like, Duff, what are you feeding these kids?
If you're looking for a fun way to get your kids involved in the kitchen, celeb chef Duff Goldman has the perfect recipe that includes rainbows and glitter. Watch.
Ooh. Hey, what's up, E! Daily Pop? So today I'm going to be showing you how to make my rainbow unicorn brownies from my new book, Super Good Baking for Kids. All right, so what I have over here is a little pot with some boiling water in it, and then I have white chocolate and butter in the bowl. What I'm going to do is just melt this right on top of here. All right, so now I have melted white chocolate and butter. So the next step is I'm gonna add in the sugar. That way the cool sugar will help cool this down. So when I add the eggs, they're not gonna cook. Now the full recipe will be on the website, or you can buy the book. So now what we're gonna do is just fold the flour in. Real gentle. Okay, so now we have our brownie batter. Now I'm gonna divide this into four equal portions. That looks about right. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add some food coloring to each one. All right, cool, so now you have your four colors. Now you're gonna get some piping batter. All right, so now cut the ends of the piping bags off, and then now you squeeze in the color. So these baked and now they're cooled. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna cut it. Now they're magical. That is how you make rainbow unicorn brownies.
So mad about my diet.
What'd you say?
So mad about my diet right now.
Oh, I'm so mad that he's not in studio. I'm gonna try one of those. That looks really good. Duff's cookbook, Super Good Baking for Kids, is available now. All right, it's still crazy to think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending next year. But the big question is, how will it come to a close? Caitlyn Jenner talked about it on the Juicy Scoop podcast with Heather McDonald, and they have an interesting prediction.
I think they'll all miss the show, but life goes on. Things don't last forever. Sometimes it's, at some point it's going to end, you know?
Well, I always remember Chris would say, like in the early years, like on a red carpet, she kind of had like a party line where she'd say, season 20 finale, Kylie gets married. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know that Kylie's going to get married, but you really,
looking that far out.
Yeah, they really got to season 20.
Yeah, 100%. Do you think it's going to happen? Is Kylie going to get married on the finale?
She barely wants to show up to eat a salad.
I know.
It's
much
true.
Less put her wedding on there.
It's true.
I don't see that being the grand finale, but any predictions of what might be in the grand finale?
I don't think it's just going to be an epic. I think it's going to be like an homage to how they started. I think maybe there's something with that house, or it's definitely going to be some sort of montage. But I do think that there's going to be all girls sitting down. We might even get a little bit of Rob. Scott's going to be in there. I think anybody who's been a serious part of that show, I think, is going to say a message to the fans that have followed them for all of the years and just said, you know, stay tuned. Or it's going to be something personal from them. It's not just going to fade to black like a Sopranos episode.
Yeah, I want an episode of them just reacting to their own show from over the years.
I want an episode of Kim going to get a Bentley. Like, I just want like a full on like that. Kim gets a new Bentley episode.
I love it. Okay, up next, Jennifer Lawrence's drunk alter ego, why you don't want to mess with Gail. That's next.
There is a story that's as old as the storytelling itself. Friendship, betrayal, and power.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You.
$1 billion.
It's a rare moment where you feel like you're working with all types of brilliant people. And you feel like you become friends with them. Not only are they brilliant, but they're actually really good people.
When I read the script, I had never been on Facebook, and I didn't, I'd never seen Facebook, and yet I thought the story was incredible. It really could have been about the creation of anything.
We're putting our lives on the internet, and that's where we're living now. And I think that Facebook facilitates that. I think it's a great tool, but it also has that dark side. You need to be careful, keep thinking to it. It turns you into like a voyeur, or even worse, it turns you into a narcissist.
10 years ago? That movie was 10 years ago?
And Armie Hammer can still get it.
Oh my God.
He can still get it. But also, so can the Andrew Garfield. But I don't feel like 10 years ago for that movie seems that long. Like, sometimes we're talking about movies that are 20 years ago. I'm like, where is that time? Where did that go?
To me, I just feel like I watched that a few years ago. I don't know. Time's flying by. Jennifer Lawrence has played many, many roles. But her most intriguing one is her drunk alter ego named Gail, whom she says she loves to arm wrestle and tortoise gamble. And this is just one amazing fact revealed in the E! Show's 10 Things You Don't Know. J-Law says Gail doesn't always come out when she drinks, but rum tends to do the trick. Oh, do you have a drunk alter ego?
Funny that you say that. When I get drunk, there's like a switch in my life, in my brain, that when I'm about to get drunk, for some reason, my feet just move towards my house. It's like it's like salmon drink, like swimming upstream. The only time my drunk alter ego comes out is when I'm with Kyle Richards, because she likes to say one more drink 5 times.
Yeah.
So Laverne and Shirley are out with one eye open, and I always get in trouble.
You also know that Kyle's gonna make sure you get home, okay? She's like, gonna take care of you,
no,
right?
No, she's gonna wanna go to Jack in the Box drive through.
That's even better.
No,
that's taking care of you.
It's
Jack
horrible.
In the Box is incredible. God.
Especially at 2 a.m. I have two. I don't have names for them, but I have either like where I get loud, very loud, and talk a lot more than I even do and laugh a lot, or I get very sleepy and I just like want to go to bed and pass out. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it's like to drink, but I'll let you know when it happens.
I know.
She loves to get drunk. She loves to get drunk and dance around whenever she's like off the chains, and then she likes to run around to different tables. That's what she does. I'll post the photos.
I'm a fun drunk. I used to be.
Okay, let's wrap up with some thoughts from you guys. Joanne says she has a drunk alter ego till I ended that relationship with her. Oh,
probably
it's
smart.
Over now.
Christine
says that's when the fun and feisty Leo side of me comes out the next day. The Cancer moon takes over with remorse
that's
and
the
regret.
Worst.
And Brianna says she doesn't have a drunk alter ego, but my volume goes up with every drink. Me
okay.
too. Teresa says Keeping Up with the Kardashians will end with a major cliffhanger that can potentially lead to a spinoff for Khloe and Scott.
No.
Together?
Disagree.
Or separately?
Disagree.
All right. And then someone said that they think Khloe's going to be pregnant. What?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of Beverly Hills 90210. Ooh. And we're catching up with Ian Ziering about his wildest memories. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.